everyone. Thanks for joining us for Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg. All week, really, we've been talking about overcoming challenges and all of the tough things sometimes that we face and how we can rise above them and come out on top. So today we're going to be continuing that, and we're going to be talking about how to self-talk your way out of hard times. Well, most of us are in constant mental chatter, right? Every day there are negative thoughts and positive thoughts going on just in chaos in our head all over the place. Well, we talk to ourselves all day, every day. Unfortunately, self-talk is frequently negative. At times, our thoughts are tainted with guilt about our past or anxiety about our future. Well, remember how our actions are inspired through our thoughts. If we can change how we think, we can change our actions, maybe even smile more, serve more, love more. So let's put that into practice. Let's put positive self-talk into practice. Practicing correct self-talk can help us set in motion actions that will bring us greater rewards. We at Mormon Channel Daily found a great list of steps, the steps that you have to take to empower your thoughts. So the first one is just awareness. Just being aware of the kind of self-talk that we have going on in our brain. So a common negative talk involves telling yourself, I can't, or it's too difficult. And you create a resistance when you have those negative thoughts. Well, anytime you catch yourself saying, I can't, turn it around with, why can't I? Why can't I? Ask yourself that question. Bring yourself to awareness and then sincerely ask yourself, why can't I? Secondly, have you ever tried an affirmation? Sounds a little bit cheesy, right? But affirmations are positive statements of a desired outcome or goal, and they're usually short, believable, and really focused. So it could just be as simple as, I am capable of love, and I am more than my addiction, and I can say no when needed. Just little things that you can just tell yourself when you're in a tough situation. Just to kind of set yourself back on the right track and go, hello, of course I can do this. I am capable of love. I can do hard things. So it's important that they are read aloud with feeling. Again, you kind of chuckle a little bit thinking of yourself like that old comedy where you're standing in front of a mirror going, I am good enough. I can do this. But put emotion behind them, and your subconscious will take these affirmations in complete faith after repeated self-talk. So initially, you may be doubtful of your affirmation, but if you do it daily, you will soon have a new set of beliefs. So just give it a try. I'm going to try it today. I'm going to give myself some positive affirmations and just see what happens. Well, the third step is to replace negative influences with positive ones. It's important to identify negative factors in your life. Your mental state can become toxic if you are always around negative people. Have you noticed that? It just takes one bad apple in a group, and then suddenly everyone is negative or gossiping. So be alert to what and who your negative influences are. Surround yourself with thoughts and actions that empower you. Positive energy that positive people vibrate will start affecting the self-talk that you engage in. And the final one is think in the present tense. So think in the present tense. And this can be really powerful because there are times that we are daunted by the many things that we need to get done to reach our goals. And our minds can get caught up with an endless stream of worry. I'm a constant worrier. So think of the steps that you can take right now, today, if you become stuck and stop and ask yourself, what can I do about this right now? Try this at night, maybe, if you can't fall asleep because you're worrying so much. Stop thinking and then ask yourself, what can I do right now at this very moment? And taking the necessary steps to require yourself to focus your thoughts and inner talk on the now can really change your perspective. Well, here's a quote for you, and it's by Margaret Thatcher, and it's about how our thoughts are powerful, whether they're good or bad. And it says, watch your thoughts, for they become words Watch your words, for they become actions. Watch your actions, for they become habits. Watch your habits, for they become your character. And watch your character, for it becomes your destiny. What we think, we become. Thank you so much for joining us today for Mormon Channel Daily. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.